This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The quartet Really From is based in Boston. Its name comes from the perpetual question band members get about where they come from. Their lyrics focus on the complexity of culture and identity. The group's made up of Berkeley grads whose music mixes jazz and indie rock. Really From releases an album by the same name tomorrow. In the latest installment of our Sound On series about up-and-coming local musicians, WBUR music critic Karen Muller tells us why she's taken notice of the band and thinks you should too.
What first caught my ear about Really From is the way they're mixing some musical elements that you don't always hear together. They refer to themselves as an indie jazz band, but really it's hard to sum up their sound in just a couple words because there's a lot to it. Some of their songs are more on the rock side, but there's a lot of jazz influence too, and they layer in trumpet solos, flugelhorn, and synth with cool, complex drum and guitar parts. And you can hear it all working together here on their song, You Need a Visa. One thing that's really impressive about their sound is how they bring together all these different textures in a way that feels fresh and cohesive, and they set themselves apart with some of their vocal style and lyricism. There's a bluntness and sometimes a bit of an edge in the voice of Chris Lee Rodriguez, and it's complemented by Mishy Tassie's voice, which has a smoother, brighter sound. Here she is in the song Variations on an Aria. The band came together in 2014, but at the time they were called People Like You, and they had a little bit more of a punk sound. That's because they first got together in the local punk band I Kill Giants, which they started when they were students at Berkeley. They wanted to head in a jazzier direction, and that's how Really From got started. The band has grown since those days, though, and they've filled out their sound with keyboard, synth, and brass. Really From has a very collaborative approach to songwriting, and all four band members are involved in arranging the music. So Tassie and Lee Rodriguez both write lyrics, and they tend to draw from really personal experiences, but Tassie says that often it's about building off each other's ideas and knowing how to work together when someone feels stuck.
The way that I think about this, writing with Chris, is like asking a friend for a ride. You know, you're like, hey, I'm stuck. And I need to get somewhere. And he's like, I got you. Where do you want to go?
I smile like I can understand, but my mind reminds me I can't. My ears drop words like slippery hands trying to hold on.
This is Trilingual. Tassie is singing about learning Japanese, and Lee Rodriguez sings about learning Spanish, and those are languages that their families and communities speak, but they were both brought up speaking English. A lot of their music focuses on these personal experiences relating to family and identity and culture and how all those things come together, sometimes in complicated ways. It's something that Lee Rodriguez says he's been trying to write about since he was a teenager.
I am the only Puerto Rican Chinese person in my family. And that experience has given me a different perspective that I always try to contemplate on and try to meditate through the songs that I write.
Really From's upcoming self-titled album is their first under their new band name, and Lee Rodriguez says the name of the band comes from the question, where are you really from? It's a fraught question, but that's why they want to take it on in their music. And he says he interprets it in different ways depending on the context.
If you're white and you're asking someone that, it is saying that your answer does not suffice my perception of you. And it's an otherizing of a person. If you're a BIPOC person, especially with like Latino and Asian people, Latinx and Asian people who ask me that, where are you really from? They're like, oh, you aren't white. You must be like us because we don't feel like we're from here.
On the album, they take that question on in the broadest possible sense. And it's sort of a rebuttal to the most presumptuous way people ask it. But it's also a reflection on all the things that shape a person. It can't be conveyed by a single aspect of someone's identity.
We're talking about the universe and how we're small and how our loneliness connects us all. Well, I always feel lonely, but I don't right now, 'cause talking of you makes it better somehow.
Really From was one of the last bands I saw play live before the pandemic shut everything down, and it was a really cool show. They were opening for jazz saxophonist Kamasi Washington at the venue Big Night Live in Boston, and they were super excited about that, partially because they'd been playing with a lot of indie rock bands, and they've been hoping to get into the jazz scene a bit more. At this point, Really From is poised between multiple musical worlds, and as live music starts coming back, I'm looking forward to seeing where they go next.
That's the Boston-based band Really From, the latest segment of our Sound On series about rising local musicians. Karen Muller critiques music for WBUR. For her full write-up on the band and photos, go to The Artery at WBUR.org.